Welcome to the Intuitive Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Deanna Riddick. I'm an author, teacher, and eternal seeker of truth. I am on a mission to spread metaphysical knowledge to everyone in an effort to help them awaken to universal truth. If you want to learn about spirituality, the occult, and all things related to metaphysics, you are in the right place. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Intuitive Awakening. Thank you for joining me for this week's episode. If you have been listening to the past couple of weeks to the podcast, then you know that I am essentially teaching you the meanings of the tarot. We are slowly making our way through the major arcana. I know some of this material can probably sound kind of dry and technical, but I'm hoping to, you know, give you the meanings that I think will stick and will be helpful. If you have a different meaning that you know, want to apply to the cards that I'm reviewing, you should by all means keep that meaning in particular if that holds importance to you or significance to that card. We have finally made it to the Chariot, which is card number 7 of the Major Arcana. So let's go ahead and get started. I'll cover, I think, 1, 2, 3, 4 cards for this week. So if you are just in the early process of learning to read the tarot or you've had an interest, I really hope that this has been helpful for you. So let's talk about the Chariot. So after the Fool encounters the Lovers, next, he or she encounters the Chariot, which is the 7th card in the tarot. And the Chariot tarot, this card depicts, we have, you know, a man who's essentially sitting inside this vehicle that looks like a chariot that's being pulled by 2 sphinxes, one being white, the other being black. On his shoulders, we see that there's 2 crescent moons, which to me looks similar to the crescent moon at the bottom of the high priestess's feet. On his head, there's a crown, and of course, crowns usually do signify royalty, but also, especially in this case, victory and success. And on his chest, we do see a square. And squares are indicative of the element of earth, which is what? The material world. So again, in front of him, there are 2 sphinxes, one that's black and white, symbolizing the dual nature of the forces that this person, whoever is in the chariot vehicle, they need to learn to control the dual aspects. If you look at the direction that these sphinxes are facing, they're facing 2 different directions, right? And overall, the goal, for this charioteer, if you want to call it that, or really the lesson here for the Fool, is to learn to guide these 2 opposing forces, right, towards a very specific destination. Additionally, you see that the chariot, the person who's inside this chariot, they're holding a wand, and this is the same wand that the magician was holding in card number 1. And this means that the Fool is kind of taking the lessons that he or she has learned from the start, and they're carrying through his or her journey through this, the whole tarot. You'll see some of these images repeated, sometimes in different colors, sometimes maybe a little bit different, but you will see some of these themes carry through for a reason. And if you remember with the magician was using the wand to manifest, right? As above, so below. So the magician taught the Fool, hey, there are certain, you know, rules of, or universal laws that need to be applied here so that you can create as you would, quote unquote, in heaven, you know, into earth. So in this case, you have the chariot person using the power of the mind in combination with the will, right? This is what the chariot is trying to teach the Fool, is to, you know, keep this law, keep this this lesson and carry it through, because it's a lesson or a law that you're going to need to apply again and again and again throughout life itself. So again, since this is coming off the Lovers, which I did say last time is either, you know, the meaning is either attraction, lust, love, Or the other meaning, the original meaning, was having to make a choice. It was the choice card, right? Making choices based off of your values. And then it's funny because coming off of that card, you know, the Fool was having to really understand and learn their own values, right? To apply, or at least they learned what they hold, what values they hold dear. In this case, the Fool is having to learn how to apply the power of the will and the mind, yes, to achieve and overcome obstacles. The Fool is supposed to use the knowledge that they gained, you know, from the magician, but also from the high priestess and the emperor to succeed in any goals that they're trying to achieve. So as we see with the white and black sphinxes, the Fool has learned about the duality of self and the desires of the inner self and the outer self. And now they must learn how to control and even harmonize the self to achieve, right? To achieve their goals, overcome certain obstacles. When the Fool encounters the Chariot, he or she must have confidence and focus and sheer determination to overcome any potential challenges while they're trying to achieve any goal. And this card really is all about overcoming challenges and gaining victory. For me, this card is all about the victory privately. Whenever I see it, I'm like, okay, I'm going in the right direction. I will attain the success that I'm trying to, as long as I kind of keep heads down, keep focused, and balance the inner self with the outer self. Now, keywords for this card in the upright position, you have action, willpower, focus, victory, and control. Remember when the Chariot needs to kind of control these dual forces within the self to keep focused and to move forward in the right direction. The number that we have for this card is 7. And usually when we hear the word 7, we think of this number as a holy number, right? I've read that this number is about spiritual protection, but it's also, of course, about introspection and inner wisdom, which I do think that, you know, the Chariot needs, or at least the person, the charioteer, needs so that they can balance the inner and outer self. They need that wisdom so they know what direction to go into, but also to balance these dual forces, right? These opposing forces. In reverse, this card can indicate that you actually may be experiencing a lack of direction. Perhaps you just don't have that clear direction that you need to take when it comes to achieving your goals. It could also indicate that you're up against a number of obstacles and you're having a lot of trouble overcoming them to succeed. Perhaps you even lack the willpower or the motivation or even the focus. And this card is saying, hey, you need to, you know, find that motivation and the will so that you can overcome these challenges in particular and get focused. Okay, next is the Strength card. And this is number 8. So next on his or her journey, the Fool encounters strength. And it's kind of, to me, it's represented in two ways here, right? In a way, strength that is more overt, which to me is signified with the lion, and maybe strength that is not so overt, which is signifying the strength of the woman or the maiden that's in this card. So in this card, you do see a woman who holds the jaws of a lion, and she looks as if she has either control, we can say control over the lion as well. The fact that she's holding the mouth of the lion open, it really definitely shows her courage, her fearlessness. And the lion is a symbol of power. In this case, the lion can also symbolize the wild and the untamed self. And there is a great quote that I found in the book, Holistic Tarot, which if you are a tarot enthusiast, you already know this book. If you want to become a really great practitioner, I highly recommend Holistic Tarot. And in this book, the author says, the lion symbolizes a fierce and ferocious foe that the seeker has to face, a person or a challenge that is being openly hostile toward the seeker. That adversary may be tamed through kindness and compassion. So this card is really all about inner strength and fortitude. When you're facing a challenge in life, when you're facing some sort of unrelenting obstacle, this card is asking you to call upon your inner strength. It's asking you to harness that quiet strength within that you have accrued, that you've kind of built up over your life, right? When it comes to, when we think of strength, we usually think of power or control in some sort of way, right? And it's very external. But this is more internal. Again, she's kind of taming the wildness, right, of the lion, which is overt strength, with her compassion, with her inner self, right? The inner, what's the best word here? Gentleness, calmness. And so if you look at the action that's happening in the card itself, it tells you a lot about the lesson for the Fool while they're on their journey here. And the most important message here is relying more so on your inner strength to overcome any problem, right? Which is hard. I mean, it's all about resilience here, overcoming, which we do time and time and time again throughout our entire journey. And that's really what this is all about. Some people say that this is the love versus the fear card, or I kind of say this card can represent the ego versus the spirit, right? Because the ego is all about overt strength, force, but the spirit is the inner strength. Sometimes, you know, people would call it passivity, but it's not. It's calmness, it's gentleness, it's harmony. It's a sense of knowing and trusting. You know, this card can, well, I'm not going to say can, but for the most part, if you get it in the upright position, it's telling you, hey, take a step back and trust that you will have the ability, you know, to overcome whatever it is that you are, whatever you're facing at the moment in your life. Now, what's interesting here is that this is the number 8 card, and 8s are all about balance and harmony, even sometimes about control and domination in a way. When we turn the number 8 on its side, it actually turns into the infinity symbol. Now, if you take a look at the card, there is an infinity symbol above the woman's head, which is important, right? Because where was the last card that we saw the infinity symbol? We saw it in the magician, in the same position right above his head. And this is a message, again, to the Fool, because, again, this journey through the tarot, it's the Fool's journey through life. The spirit coming into a world of matter for evolution, for growth, to understand him or herself. And one of the lessons or pieces of knowledge that the Fool takes from the magician is, again, that there within the Fool, him or herself, is limitless potential, limitless possibilities. Only if you take all that you've learned from all of the other cards, right? So he takes, or she takes, from the magician, the high priestess, the empress, the emperor, the lovers, the chariot. All of that knowledge will help the Fool in this lifetime to understand, to overcome. All right. In the reversed position, this actually indicates some sort of weakness. Perhaps you really just don't feel like you have what it takes, the necessary strength to overcome a really hard situation that you're going through. And even perhaps you are lacking compassion for yourself during this very difficult time. This card can also indicate self-doubt, and that, again, rather than relying on your own inner strength, you're relying too much on others to support you. So this is a card of resilience and fortitude. One thing I didn't mention through the Major Arcana at all, but just when I was looking at the cards again, you know, the color symbolism, super important throughout the entire deck. Certain colors are used for reasons, right? So just think about the magician, the colors of the cloak and his, well, for lack of a better word, his gown, which is white, and the cloak is, I believe it's red. I hope I got that right. I'm doing this off of memory, which signifies to me, it's the marriage of spirit and matter, right? The root chakra. And then you can even say it's the crown chakra. To me, the colors in the deck do symbolize the colors of the chakra, which tells you a lot about, again, what's happening in the card. And with the strength card, the background is all yellow, which all comes from the solar plexus, which is all about strength. So it makes sense here. All right, guys, we are moving to card number 9, the Hermit. So on his journey or her journey, the Fool takes away that lesson of resilience and fortitude, compassion and courage, inner strength, and encounters the Hermit. So in this card, we see an old wise man, and he's standing alone at these snow-capped peaks, or these snow peaks, if you want to call it that, of the mountain. And he's holding a lantern in one of his hands and a staff on the other, or in the other. The mountains, which we see in some of the cards already, the mountains usually indicate obstacles. In general, whenever you see mountains in the tarot, depending on like how high they are, the peaks or whatever, it does indicate challenges that we have to experience, as mountains that we'll have to climb in life, right, for the purposes of learning. And since it's pretty clear that since he's at the top, he's already overcome many of the obstacles already in life because he's reached the pinnacle. This wise man has been able to overcome these obstacles, these challenges, through spiritual wisdom. And he knows that true wisdom, it comes from within. He also is very aware of the importance of course, meditation and the need to heed one's inner voice. He does offer wise counsel to those who need it. He does at times act as a guide and a mentor to impart spiritual knowledge, spiritual teachings. This card is usually all about the need to go within for answers, spending time alone and doing some sort of deep introspective work to find the answers that you're looking for, right? It can also sometimes indicate that a mentor is about to step into your life, a mentor that exhibits these same qualities. It could be a spiritual teacher who's coming into your life, or spiritual teachings that you're about to encounter or learn for the, you know, for your own growth purposes, or perhaps a new guide is going to step forward. Of course, it indicates the need to overcome challenges in life in general by heeding your inner voice, spending time alone, going within. Okay, the key words for the Hermit. Very simple, in my opinion. I'm sure he has many, many lessons to offer, many teachings. Like I always tell people, meditate with the card. Close your eyes and ask the card to show you the lesson. And you would be surprised when you start to see things or hear things, because they do each carry wisdoms. You know, the major arcana is the major keys. They're keys to life. They have spiritual teachings within the cards themselves, so I do encourage you do that. The key words here are wisdom, inner voice, maybe mentor, you know, spirit guide, something to that extent. Really, it's just all about going within, hence the Hermit, somebody who isolates themselves, climbs the mountaintop, you know, finds themselves isolated in a cave for spiritual knowledge, spiritual enlightenment, spiritual attainment, right? Okay. The numerology here is the number 9, which is all about accomplishment. It's about wisdom and the attainment of goals here, which again fits perfectly well with the Hermit. In a reverse position, it can indicate that you were possibly already given some wise counsel, but that you're not listening to it. There's a need here for more introspection before making any big decisions, right? Perhaps you also need to take a break from people and take a break from the world and withdraw from people and spend time alone. However, it can really indicate that, okay, if you've been spending time alone, you are spending way too much time alone. And it's time to kind of get back and reconnect with humanity, with people. It can indicate hardcore isolationism if it's in the reversed position or not heeding wise counsel, okay? We are now going to move to card number 10. Look how quickly we are getting through the major arcana. We have what I find to be one of the greatest cards, or one of the greatest cards to get in a reading, which is the Wheel of Fortune. I think people have a tendency to look at this deck because it is huge, or there are a lot of numbers and there's a lot going on. they get overwhelmed and they think that they're going to misinterpret, or they think that they have to attribute some sort of deep, deep meaning. And yes, that comes through practice and time. You start to see more. You see more symbolism in the cards. Messages become, sometimes they change, but they do get deeper through time. But don't get overwhelmed. Sometimes just looking at what the card is called, at least for the major arcana, speaks a lot about the messages. Hence the wheel of what fortune. It's not the wheel of ill will, right? It's not the wheel of bad fortune. It's the wheel of fortune. So next, after having encountered the hermit and learning about the power of your inner voice, learning about the power of meditation, going within for answers. Again, these are lessons that he's carrying with him or her, or she's carrying them with her on her journey through life, that need to be applied throughout the entire duration of life. This isn't a simple lesson that it, you know, the fool encounters once and then puts on the back burner. This is how you learn to move through life, connect through life. This is your relationship with life itself, right? The fool now encounters the Wheel of Fortune, where he's about to, or she's about to learn some more information, again, about what it is to be on this planet, right, in a physical form. The wheel at the center of this card, it spells tarot, or it can spell Torah, which again is another subset of spiritual knowledge. The wheel is flanked in each corner by symbols for Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio, which also means that it's flanked by four elements here. This card is all about the wheel of life. We have a tendency to approach life here as being very linear, and you know, in a way it is, right? The way we assess time, it is. However, what the Wheel of Fortune here is teaching the fool is that life is cyclical. It really is, because certain lessons come back over and over again to make sure that we're learning them, to, you know, provide us with new experiences in life to really, to grow the spirit. That's really part of the message of the Wheel of Life. And that's something that the fool is learning. Also, the fool is learning that on the Wheel of Life, what goes up must come down, which is hard. I mean, essentially, again, that life is cyclical. The wheel does teach the fool that there will be good times and there will be bad times or tougher experiences in life, but this is natural. It's not out of the ordinary. There's also a lesson here of karma, right, on the Wheel of Life. What goes around must come around, and therefore the fool learns to be mindful of his or her actions and how he or she treats people. Very important, valuable lessons. For our sake, in the upright position, and there's more going on, okay, in this card. I'm not gonna go through all of the symbolism here, so I'm just giving you the basics, but I think it is still quite helpful. When you get this card and it's in the upright position, it does indicate a change in your fortunes, but it is a great change. It's in a positive direction. You are on the upswing of life, and it's great news. It just means everything is working in your favor. So this is a cycle of your life that you're experiencing now, where you are, yes, on the upswing. Things seem to fall into place. You know how in life sometimes, you know, you might have a great relationship but a crappy boss or a crappy job where things just never seem balanced. This is a time where you have balance with all things. It's like just having great luck. All right. The keywords are good luck, life cycle. It's interesting here that this is the numerology number 10, because usually when you are doing numerology, if you get like double digits, you usually add the numbers together. So if you were to get a 10, then it would be a 1. If you were to get 11, then it would be a 2, etc. Right? However, tens in general, because I did my research on this, and for our cases, I'm going to stick with the number 10. It's all about completion of a cycle. That is what tens are about, which is also very applicable here. In life, we go through cycles. We may have 5 years of really crappy experiences, really tough experiences where everything just seems impossible, where you're getting hit on all ends, where you start to lose a lot, right, in life. But then your life may shift into a new direction where you are just on the upswing. So you've completed that negative cycle, or you've completed those really tough lessons, right? There's a reason. It could be a 2-year cycle, it could be a 7-year cycle, and then all of a sudden you find that everything is finally starting to go in your favor, right? That is kind of how life goes. If you've ever sat back and kind of charted certain experiences and how often they've come up and look at it across your life, like maybe you'll say, oh, from the years, I don't know, 10 to 15 is when I had all these, I don't know, that's young age, but I had all of these really intense experiences. Maybe people in your life left, you know, maybe you were forced to, I don't know, move, I don't know, just some really hard experiences. And then all of a sudden, the next 3 years, it was great. I mean, it would be probably helpful to kind of look at your life and look at that so that you can kind of see the pattern of your cycles in life, right? It doesn't necessarily mean that, okay, I know in the next 3 years, I'm going to be on upswing, because we never know when things are going to happen, but it would be helpful to take a look back at that. When this card is reversed, it means the exact opposite. So this is one of the easy ones, right? It means bad luck. Upright, great luck, reversed. It indicates that unfortunately you are now on the downside of the Wheel of Fortune. Again, it's probably where you're experiencing a bout of bad luck and you're having quite a few negative experiences. You are essentially facing a lot of adversity. It seems like no matter what you're trying to do, everything is uphill or everything is hitting you again from all sides. You're just on the downswing. And, you know, not to make this so negative, but this card is also a reminder to really value the good times when you have them. And know that when you are in a bad spot, those good times will come back again. All right, you guys, I really hope this has been helpful for you this week, especially if you're trying to learn. I hope that my meanings have been helpful. We have more cards coming. So again, these are teaching episodes. I hope that they've been beneficial if you are looking to study the Rider-Waite Tarot. And the other thing I should say very quickly is if you learn the Rider-Waite, it's actually great because then you can pick up several other variations of the tarot, not all, but several variations of the tarot that utilize the structure of the tarot, which is all based off of the Rider-Waite, or most of them are. And then you can look at the cards and already kind of, you know the meanings, even though it may look a little bit different or the theme might be a little bit different. If it still has the same structure, then you'll be able to utilize these meanings, and that would be great. Okay. Thank you for listening, you guys. I really hope you have a great week ahead, and I'll be talking to you soon. Take care. Bye-bye.